The section about the four truths. Moreover, monks, a monk dwells contemplating the nature of things in various things in the four noble truths. And how, monks, does a monk dwell contemplating the nature of things in various things in the four noble truths? Here, monks, a monk knows as it really is, this is suffering. He knows as it really is, this is the origination of suffering. He knows as it really is, this is the cessation of suffering. He knows as it really is, this is the practice leading to the cessation of suffering. The truth of suffering. Now what, monks, is the noble truth of suffering? Birth is suffering, also old age is suffering, also death is suffering. Also, grief, lamentation, pain, sorrow and despair is suffering. Also, being joined to what is not liked is suffering. Also, being parted from what is liked is suffering. Also, not to obtain that which one longs for is suffering. In brief, the five constituent groups of mind and body that provide fuel for attachment are suffering. Now what, monks, is birth? For the various beings and the various classes of beings, there is birth, being born, appearing, turning up, the manifestation of the constituent groups of mind and body, the acquisition of the sense spheres. This, monks, is called birth. Now what, monks, is old age? For the various beings and the various classes of beings, there is old age, agedness, broken teeth, graying hair, and wrinkled skin. The dwindling away of the lifespan, the decay of the sense faculties. This, monks, is called old age. Now what, monks, is death? For the various beings in the various classes of beings, there is a fall, a falling away, a breaking up, a disappearance, a dying, a death, a making of time. The breakup of the constituent groups of mind and body, the throwing off of the body, the cutting off of the life faculty. This, monks, is called death. Now what, monks, is grief? For he who has, monks, some sort of misfortune or other, who is touched by some sort of painful thing or another, there is grief, grieving, the state of grieving, inner grief, great inner grief. This, monks, is called grief. Now what, monks, is lamentation? For he who has, monks, some sort of misfortune or other, who is touched by some sort of painful thing or another, there are laments, great laments, lamenting, great lamenting, the state of lamenting, the state of great lamentation. This, monks, is called lamentation. Now what, monks, is pain? That, monks, which is bodily pain, bodily disagreeableness, pain born of contact with the body, disagreeable feeling. This, monks, is called pain. Now what, monks, is sorrow? That, monks, which is mental pain, mental disagreeableness, pain born of contact with the mind, disagreeable feeling. This, monks, is called sorrow. Now what, monks, is despair? For he who has, monks, some sort of misfortune or other, who is touched by some sort of painful thing or another, there is desponding, despairing, the state of despondency, the state of despair. This, monks, is called despair. And what, monks, is the suffering from being joined to what is not liked? Here, for that one who has unwanted, unlovely, unpleasant forms, sounds, smells, tastes, tangibles and thoughts, or for that one who has those who do not desire his welfare, who do not desire his benefit, who do not desire his comfort, who do not desire his security, and then having meetings, assembly, connection and intercourse with them. This, monks, is called the suffering from being joined to what is not liked. And what, monks, is the suffering from being parted from what is liked? Here, for that one who has wanted, lovely, pleasant forms, sounds, smells, tastes, tangibles and thoughts, or for that one who has those who do desire his welfare, who do desire his benefit, who do desire his comfort, who do desire his security, mothers or fathers or brothers or sisters or friends or companions or blood relatives, and then not having meetings, assembly, connection and intercourse with them. This, monks, is called the suffering from being parted from what is liked. Now what, monks, is the suffering from not obtaining what one longs for? To those beings subject to birth, monks, a longing like this arises. Oh, might we not be subject to birth, may birth not come to us. But that cannot be obtained merely by longing for it. This is the suffering from not obtaining what one longs for. To those beings subject to old age, monks, a longing like this arises. Oh, might we not be subject to old age, may old age not come to us. But that cannot be obtained merely by longing for it. This is the suffering from not obtaining what one longs for. To those beings subject to sickness, monks, a longing like this arises. Oh, might we not be subject to sickness, may sickness not come to us. But that cannot be attained merely by longing for it. This is the suffering from not obtaining what one longs for. To those beings subject to death, monks, a longing like this arises. Oh, might we not be subject to death, may death not come to us. But that cannot be attained merely by longing for it. This is a suffering from not obtaining what one longs for. To those beings subject to grief, lamentation, pain, sorrow and despair, monks, a longing like this arises. Oh, might we not be subject to grief, lamentation, pain, sorrow and despair. May grief, lamentation, pain, sorrow and despair not come to us. But that cannot be attained merely by longing for it. This is the suffering from not obtaining what one longs for. Now what, monks, in brief, are the five constituent groups of mind and body that provide fuel for attachment which are suffering? They are as follows. The form constituent that is fuel for attachment. The feelings constituent that is fuel for attachment. The perceptions constituent that is fuel for attachment. The mental processes constituent that is fuel for attachment. The consciousness constituent that is fuel for attachment. These, monks, are called in brief the five constituent groups of mind and body that provide fuel for attachment which are suffering. This, monks, is called the noble truth of suffering. The truth of origination. And what, monks, is the noble truth of the origination of suffering? It is that craving which leads to the continuation of existence, which is connected with enjoyment and passion, greatly enjoying this and that as follows. Craving in regard to sense pleasures, craving in regard to the continuation of existence, craving in regard to the discontinuation of existence. Now where, monks, does that craving, when it is arising, arise? When settling, where does it settle? In the world there is that which is likeable and pleasing. Here this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. And in the world, what is likeable and pleasing? In the world the eye is likeable and pleasing. Here this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, the ear is likeable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, the nose is likeable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, the tongue is likeable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, the body is likeable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, the mind is likeable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, forms are likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, sounds are likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, smells are likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, tastes are likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, tangibles are likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, thoughts are likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, eye consciousness is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, ear consciousness is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, nose consciousness is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, tongue consciousness is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, body consciousness is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, mind consciousness is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, eye contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, ear contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, nose contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, tongue contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, body contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, mind contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, feeling born of eye contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, feeling born of ear contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, feeling born of nose contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, feeling born of tongue contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, feeling born of body contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, feeling born of mind contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, perception of forms is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, perception of sounds is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, perception of smells is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, perception of tastes is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, perception of tangibles is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, perception of thoughts is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, intention in regard to forms is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, intention in regard to sounds is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, intention in regard to smells is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, intention in regard to tastes is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, intention in regard to tangibles is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, intention in regard to thoughts is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, craving for forms is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, craving for sounds is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, craving for smells is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, craving for tastes is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, craving for tangibles is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, craving for thoughts is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, thinking about forms is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, thinking about sounds is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, thinking about smells is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, thinking about tastes is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, thinking about tangibles is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, thinking about thoughts is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, an examination of forms is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, an examination of sounds is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, an examination of smells is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, an examination of tastes is likeable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, an examination of tangibles is likeable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. In the world, an examination of thoughts is likeable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is arising, arises. Here, when settling, it settles. This, monks, is called the noble truth of the origination of suffering. The truth of cessation. And what, monks, is the noble truth of the cessation of suffering? It is the complete fading away and cessation without remainder of that craving. Liberation, letting go, release and non-adherence. Now where, monks, is that craving when it is being abandoned, actually abandoned? When ceasing, where does it cease? In the world there is that which is likable and pleasing. Here this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. And in the world, what is likable and pleasing? In the world, the I is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, the ear is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, the nose is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, the tongue is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, the body is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, the mind is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, forms are likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, sounds are likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, smells are likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, tastes are likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, tangibles are likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, thoughts are likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, eye consciousness is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, ear consciousness is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, nose consciousness is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, tongue consciousness is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, tongue consciousness is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, body consciousness is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, mind consciousness is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, eye contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, ear contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, nose contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, tongue contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, body contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, mind contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, feeling born of eye contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, feeling born of ear contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, feeling born of nose contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, feeling born of tongue contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, feeling born of body contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, feeling born of mind contact is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, perception of forms is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, perception of sounds is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, perception of smells is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, perception of tastes is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, perception of tangibles is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, perception of thoughts is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, intention in regard to forms is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, intention in regard to sounds is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, intention in regard to smells is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, intention in regard to tastes is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, intention in regard to tangibles is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, intention in regard to thoughts is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, craving for forms is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, craving for sounds is likeable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, craving for smells is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, craving for tastes is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, craving for tangibles is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, craving for thoughts is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, thinking about forms is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, thinking about sounds is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, thinking about smells is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, thinking about tastes is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, thinking about tangibles is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, thinking about thoughts is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, an examination of forms is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, an examination of sounds is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, an examination of smells is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, an examination of tastes is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, an examination of tangibles is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. In the world, an examination of thoughts is likable and pleasing. Here, this craving, when it is being abandoned, is abandoned. Here, when ceasing, it ceases. This monk's is called the noble truth of the cessation of suffering. The truth of the path. Now what, monks, is the noble truth of the practice leading to the cessation of suffering? It is this noble path with eight factors as follows: right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right endeavor, right mindfulness, right concentration. Now what, monks, is right view? That, monks, which is knowledge about suffering, knowledge about the origination of suffering, knowledge about the cessation of suffering, knowledge about the practice leading to the cessation of suffering, this, monks, is called right view. Now what, monks, is right thought? The thought of renunciation, the thought of goodwill, the thought of non-violence. This, monks, is called right thought. Now what, monks, is right speech? Refraining from false speech, refraining from malicious speech, refraining from rough speech, refraining from frivolous talk. This, monks, is called right speech. Now what, monks, is right action? Refraining from killing living creatures, refraining from taking what is not given, refraining from sexual misconduct. This, monks, is called right action. Now what, monks, is right livelihood? Here, monks, a noble disciple, having abandoned a wrong way of livelihood, makes his living by a right way of livelihood. This, monks, is called right livelihood. Now what, monks, is right endeavour? Here, monks, a monk generates desire for the non-arising of bad and unwholesome things that have not yet arisen. In this regard he endeavours, instigates energy, exerts his mind, and makes an effort. Regarding bad and unwholesome things that have already arisen, he generates desire for their abandonment. In this regard he endeavours, instigates energy, exerts his mind, and makes an effort. He generates desire for the arising of wholesome things that have not yet arisen. In this regard he endeavours, instigates energy, exerts his mind, and makes an effort. Regarding wholesome things that have arisen, he generates desire for their endurance, persistence, multiplication, extension, development, and fulfillment. In this regard he endeavours, instigates energy, exerts his mind, and makes an effort. This, monks, is called right endeavour. Now what, monks, is right mindfulness? Here, monks, a monk dwells contemplating the nature of the body in the body, ardent, fully aware and mindful, after removing avarice and sorrow regarding the world. He dwells contemplating the nature of feelings in feelings, ardent, fully aware and mindful, after removing avarice and sorrow regarding the world. He dwells contemplating the nature of the mind in the mind, ardent, fully aware and mindful, after removing avarice and sorrow regarding the world. He dwells contemplating the nature of things in various things, ardent, fully aware and mindful, after removing avarice and sorrow regarding the world. This, monks, is called right mindfulness. Now what, monks, is right concentration? Here, monks, a monk, quite secluded from sense desires, secluded from unwholesome things, having applied thought, sustained thought, and the happiness and joyful interest born of seclusion, dwells having attained the first absorption. With the ending of applied thought and sustained thought, with internal clarity and one-pointedness of mind, being without applied thought, without sustained thought, having the happiness and joyful interest born of concentration, he dwells having attained the second absorption. With the fading away of joyful interest, he dwells equanimous, mindful, fully aware, experiencing happiness through the body, about which the noble ones declare, he dwells pleasantly, mindfully and equanimous. He dwells having attained the third absorption. Having abandoned pleasure, abandoned pain, and with the previous passing away of mental happiness and sorrow, without pain, without pleasure, and with the complete purity of mindfulness owing to equanimity, he dwells having attained the fourth absorption. This, monks, is called right concentration. This, monks, is called the noble truth of the practice leading to the cessation of suffering. Thus he dwells contemplating the nature of things in various things in regard to himself. Or he dwells contemplating the nature of things in various things in regard to others. Or he dwells contemplating the nature of things in various things in regard to himself and in regard to others. Or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination in things. Or he dwells contemplating the nature of dissolution in things. Or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination and dissolution in things. Or else mindfulness that there are these various things is established in him, just as far as is necessary for a full measure of knowledge and a full measure of mindfulness. And he dwells independent, and without being attached to anything in the world. In this way, monks, a monk dwells contemplating the nature of things in various things in the Four Noble Truths. The section about the Four Truths is finished. Contemplation of the nature of things is finished.